Să dăm iar laudă cinstită-o pentru așa să le zicem. E mai sveice să laudă în așa opă, în el să so why don't you admit him to school? It's subsidized by the Federation. Admit him to school without any girls. And tell everybody that if he's not Jewish child, no one can claim that he's Jewish. Even the conservative rabbis will not say that he's Jewish because the mother, fortunately, has not gone through girls. Has not gone through girls. So who can complain? But Shmuel Nichson, people should think he goes to the day school, he's a Jewish child, so it should be publicized. He said that it's non-denominational and I don't stand against them, but he put on a notice in the paper that this day school admits children of all denominations, and the fact that the a certain child attending day school does not mean that he's good. So he's ashamed of his life. So then he powered my advice. I'm not mentioning his name because he was in town with another yeshiva and he acted accordingly because he was my town with him then and he didn't yeshiva anyway. So he powered my town. Then he called me up and he said that there's great opposition to my son. That's only my son. That's only my son. Oh, admit a Gentile child to school? I mean, now it would be better for all the shivas to become non-denominational. So I said, I'm not upset about it. So then I received a call from head of the Chabad house in the town. He heard what I said, and apparently he consulted someone, and I mean, consulted the Rebbe himself, or someone was close to the Rebbe, but the answer was that what I said is wrong. It's much better to admit an allegedly Gentile child to the day school than to carry out the chaos on a child whose mother is not Jewish or whose mother has gone through a non-Orthodox conversion, which is the same thing as a different. So then they stopped criticizing. So that's the situation. All right, I talked too much. All right. Leila Misaile, Hagiyeres, Vashbuyo, Vashitro, Shenidu, Shenizgayu, Shenishtachiru, Chuses, Nidri, Shori, Shonim, Nimechot. My love, God, will you all God's best in Sonzeraye to Rabune, that you are gotten in his magnetic present. Lord, Ochen, my askinon, Biger, Shenizgayu, Bonofu, Mesa, Pimei, the Michali, my Yovid Abue. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara say that the Chiddush by Rabune was only in the case where the parents were not misguided to get rid of the children. But then it's a Chiddush. But when the parents are also misguided, then it's no Chiddush. Why should it be related to the parents? If the whole Halacha is based upon Zochin, so the question is it his schus or isn't it his schus? Now, if we want to say after that killing Chalei, so then it shouldn't be his schus. It shouldn't be his schus even vis-a-vis God. But we don't say after that killing Chalei. So Monefshach, if we say after that killing Chalei in regard to the cotton pool, so even if the parents, even if the parents warn this guy together with the children, it still shouldn't be alive, shouldn't be. And if in the case where the parents are misguided, so then it is definitely, it goes without saying that it is schools. So why shouldn't it be schools if the parents are not misguided? So the answer is because children are willing to do what the parents do. That's the natural disposition in every child. In a Jewish child, non-Jewish child, they want to follow the parents. So in the case, so we could say, in the case where the parents are also in Gaia, so then it is the silent wish, of the children to be Jewish, because the parents want to be Jewish, so it is the silent wish of the children also to be Jewish. But in the case where the parents are not in Gaia, maybe it's not this one. Omer Rav Yosef, if you are Yechelim Chayz, that if the Geakot was in his guy out as Besni, so when he comes in Gotel, so he can be Meir. Eish Vabay, Had Yeres Vashpuyo Vashifcho, Shem Nidu, Vishem Nizgayu, Vishem Nishtacheru, Chuseis Nibreishon, Vishonim Nimechot, Ksubosom Asai, Dies auch gedeiht auch in die Uichel und in Chemis. Ja, wie immer, Ksuwe, die Asle, die Ochle, die Gewisse. So the question is, against Rabbi Yisef. Rabbi Yisef says, in die Uichel und in Chemis, so every Jacob, no, the year's panel, that is in his Galia, so it's contingent upon a future event. Whatever the Gea or the Gieres will decide, when he or she grows up. So suppose he or she, when they grow up, so decide to disaffirm the girls, then it becomes retroactively disaffirmed. And they're retroactively, they are non-Jews. So how can we pay them the ksuve? Yabim the ksuve, the asle, the afle, the biyuse. So in other words, so it's Isofik, maybe the Ksuve is not due to her, she's not even Jewish, so she's not his wife, so it's not due to her. So how can Besni collect the Ksuve and Isofik? So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says that they can collect the Ksuve, so it's only, they can only collect it when they become 12 years old, so then they can collect it. Until they become 12 years old, they cannot collect it. So the Gemara says, "V'chigadlo nami mamchir marke, kibu shehidilo shoachas, v'lo yichaso, shuven yichilin, So now the Rashi, "V'gidu l'chtan shenizgayru v'afilu in adir." Now this Rashi is very important. Because there is a tshuve in the Shuvishasam Sefer. The other day, I think Tshuva Reishin Yim, I'm not 100% sure what to think, the Tshuva Reishin Yim in the other day, where the Chassam Sefer says, according to many Rishonim, it's not like Rashi. Rashi spells it out here explicitly, that even if Yaakov was misguided together with the parents, so still down on her feet, that lies, as the Sefer says, according to many Rishonim, I can see that, but the Sefer says, according to many Rishonim, it's not like Rashi. That this halacha by Rabbi Yosef, or the deal with her in new case, applies only to a case where the child is disguised as this, not together with the parents want this guy, they want the child to bear but they themselves are not then can be made. Where where the parents were also misguided, then it's Yisroel Gomo, because Michalei, the Maizu, have the Abuin, so it's Yisroel Gomo, so we cannot even visit them. But Rashi says the counter. I didn't see, I tried to find such a change in the tradition, and I couldn't see it. So the Chassam Sefer says that the Ari Shemin Wachilka. But Rashi says explicitly, so he says, so Shuvin Yechelim. In other words, if Shoachas, after the cotton of the Tanek, became a godly daily, had an opportunity to disaffirm the girls, and they refrained from disaffirming the girls, so then they cannot disaffirm the girls anymore, so that means that they affirmed it already. So here, the Rashi, לגמרי, אז מה שתארגל, שיג נחל ומחיז, ומי חסר, כי ישראל יש נמס ועונש בכל אין שבס. So here, this is Shemin asks a very important question. קוש, אם כן, לא עשה את הידה, שס המחוי, לא בקעת מוס, אם נחל ומחיז. בקיר הבייס, יש לימה, כדי שישכילו מן הגיוס, מן הגיוס, יהיה לפני גדלוסו, וכן נוהגו יהיה לו ימיים לאחר גדלוסו. לאחר גדלוסו. So that means, so the Teretz here is, by this Nishemi, when is it שייך to say, נגדיר יחיר ומחיר, שהגדירו שואה אחס, שוב, אינו יחיר ומחיר, so it's, that's only if she started to observe mitzvahs one day or 2 days short time before they became a godly day, and then they continued it into the godless. So then they cannot disaffirm anymore. But suppose they didn't start observing mitzvahs a day before they become daily. And then, let's say, a month later, they came to Beres and said, we don't want to be Jews, who wants it? Malon and Shoazes. So then they can be made. And suppose they come to Beres 5 years after they become Beres, but they haven't started as yet to observe mitzvahs. So then they can still disappear. So that then, so let's say, even if you don't accept Tarabenki's psak, which was the psak by my brother Novos. I heard 43 years ago that it seems mistaba like Tarabenki. So even if you don't accept it, but when you carry out gales over an adopted child, whose adopted parents are not Shemitzis, are not Shemishabis, don't observe Kashis, not as we spoke about it, similarly the Jews, but they want the child to be Jewish. You want the child to be Jewish. So then, even if you don't accept Haravengi's son, so then you subject yourself to a problem. So now here, he says that when do we say Kibnishu'ach, only the target of the mitzvahs a day or two before they become daily. And then, as soon as they come daily, they come to Bezin and say, we don't want it. So then they can, and they continue observing mitzvahs for some time after they become daily. Then they come to Bezin and say, we don't want it. It can be nich, but suppose they don't start to observe mitzvahs a day or two before they come. And this one will come to us in our world. They still don't observe Jesus because usually we don't. The parents don't. Why should they? The parents don't observe Shabbos. So I'm sure that the overwhelming majority of the cases where non-Shema mitzvahs adopt a child over whom guilt is carried out, when the children become a mitzvah, they might have a big bar mitzvah and many speeches by all kinds of rabbonim or fine. But mitzvahs, in no probability, you don't start observing. So that means, according to this shaming, if 10 years later they'll come to the rabbi and say, who wants to be Jewish? So then they can disaffirm retroactively the gayos. Do you know what kind of problems that will instill? What kind of inhumane that will instill? So how do rabboni undertake such a thing? Just from the point of view of the modern Mechadeira, is there any sense of responsibility? Never mind Yiyar Shamayim, just the modern Mechadeira. Honesty to the child. You subject the child to that possibility that 20 years later it will involve all kinds of shyness. And still, no one does anything about it. That's a fear. Ich möchte das in der Woche gar nicht. Ich kann den Namen am Kiel und Nazi, ich kann mich nicht durchschlagen, wenn ich das nicht tun kann, ich kann mich nicht. Aber ich habe die Kasche vom Psube und die Bibel ist die Kasche vom Klaas. So, mein Hat, Hossum Knosse, eine Teile, die ich nicht in Iskia, so eine Mail, die Kutzei, der Team Dole, der ist die Sophie, maybe to turn out retroactively that she was not entitled to Knaas. So, because of the Yechidim Iskia, so the Chachom Nom Yisachin should pay the Knas anyway. So that's no cash. Rabbi Lomak Havaye, because according to Rabbi, there is no cash from Ksube. Because there too, Ksube at times should be covered in Ritzio. So, Mimele, the Chachom Chachom was that Nisotin she should be able to collect the Ksube. Habsheish Lem Knas, nu kesset mi onzu habolam zer vado mit kenu bin lai il yishar in real we kind of loch yish at nazar kamon abay on krobi de meis mit knos mit sara lap di yitki itay mit frish lachik di meis kala yifote krobi wa maka abay di meis mit ksuri yosan tani ma yitkin rabo na ksumish on kao mi yitziyo di chos man shalom yicha sugiere si dab din ho ta kante. All right, now so tomorrow we should go over the cases and discuss Rashi Shite Nasan Job. But you should, if you didn't go over the Gemara in Yidushin that of Gimel, the Sholish Machleket Gidono, and the Gemara in Yibomes, that from Ches, the Machleket of the Bezal Mishimen and the Rabbonon, Gabi Pasteya, and the two Shemes in Rashi. So you should go over to it. Why do we emphasize the massive acidity, the eternal function, carrying out the years? It's not an eternal function, it's a function like this. On the contrary, a father is supposed to be in the best, you should call it. I mean, so why does Rashi, what does Rashi mean by the massive reform? Now here the Gemara says, Avinu's Din, they are caught in a deal with the Aldaz base. Aldaz base. So, why? Because of Zohar and Shoyuchan. So it's based upon Zohar. The Rambam paskins this halal of Avinu, of the Aldaz base. The Rambam Paskin said, in Pesukinum Hilches Yisrael Yie Halacha Zayin. Yakot Madin is Albaz Bez, Sheshusula, Mubarashan is Dairo, the Toglo, Ain Motor Hill. Tobal Dain with an Atsme, all right, the Dada hat is not important for us. So the Rambam, the first hat in Alokhazai, Yakot Madin is Albaz Bez, Sheshusula. Sheshusel. So that's Rabunes Din. I think it's many things in the Lochem also. Even though the Messiah Shas will be doing, I mean the English for the intention. The Rambam mentions in Perchut Mechas Meloche Haloche Gimu Vim Hoyo Kotn Kishitvilu Bezdu Yochelim Chiz Bisho Shiyadvil Viyye Gatesha Bovad Bechim Shalimicho Bishaitei Shuv in Emeicher Ari Yod Yatsay Vipicho Chimbo Yisroyo Aktano Shitvilu Bezdu Kesek Tsvoso Yitnasim Yisimitate Yihato Tachaslam Bezdu Nashiyadvil So that's, this is expressive of Chavinus Halacha and Rabbeinu Halacha, but then the Rambam discusses something similar in Avodah. Rambam in Perek Ches Milches Avodim Halocha Chof Yisrael Shetokaf Akum Kotum Oy Motzo Tzimik Akum Vibir Rishim Ger Arei Zigeach Rishim Eved Arei Zeved Rishim Benchirin Arei Zemochir. Now the Eben Ozeh, I remember a name 48 years ago when the Eben Ezer came out, and I looked through it, and I saw that the Eben Ezer of Zalman has a certain kasha about the Russian Rambam. The Rambam says, Yisroel shetokat akum kotin, oimotso tinik akum, yidir lishim gir ariz gir, lishim ebed ariz ebed, lishim benchirin ariz benchirin, ariz benchirin. So, and says, oh, when is the Kashi? The Rambam mentions three things. The Shingera is the Gea, three kinds of tears. The Gea is Shingera is the Gea. The Shingera is the Gea. The Shingera is the Gea. What are the three things? There are only two kinds of tears. Tear is Shingera and tear is Shimabu, said it mine. Why three things? She has that card. So I mentioned to my father, Zechem Ebrachem, rightfully said, guess the Pshat in the Rambam. There's no doubt. I said, the Pshat in the Rambam is very simple. The Rambam says, how the soil should talk about Akum Kotim, or Motso Tini Kakum, the Gile, we should get our race again. Now there are two kinds of deals. Get Gile of Abdus is also deals. The Rambam calls it Mikzas deals. Because, as Chaim explained it in the Sefer, because there is not full Duchess Soil, but partial Duchess Soil. So, but, so, Tfilelishim Abdus is Geos. It becomes Mechuyah B'mitzvah Skilisha. By the way, I mean, one should not, the Chaim pointed out, you see, an Ebed is Potter, an Ebed is Potter of Mitzvah Shishaz Man Gome, and the Nisha is Potter of Mitzvah Shishaz Man Gome. So Chaim, he says it in the Rambam, it doesn't mean that this is true according to all the Shem, but in the Rambam he says, in the Reb Chaim, in Avodin, I mean, there he said, so, that there is a basic difference. And Nisho is two officers of Mangome, because Nisho is two. But there is no diminution in Vicious Israel. I mean, Nisho has the same Vicious Israel as Nish. But, says it too, the Torah didn't, it wasn't higher than Nisho in the secession of Mangome. Mashinjin and Ibnayu is Nish. And he is also put there. So there the Ptur of an Eved is due to the fact that vis-a-vis the Sejas Man Gome will require full Vishas Yisrael. So vis-a-vis Reise says, we don't require full Vishas Yisrael, even partial Vishas Yisrael is enough. It's a little bit as there is enough. And vis-a-vis says, Shaleas Man Gome, we don't require full Gdushas Yisrael. Even Mitzvahs Gezma. But vis-a-vis Sejas Man Gome, they will require full Gdushas Yisrael. So there is a big difference between the Ptur of the Nebet in Sejas Man Gome and the Ptur of the Mish. In other words, according to what the Chaim says, I heard that from my father. So, according to the Rambam, you might find certain Hashem who say the contrary. But the Chaim doesn't say it in that other Hashem. So, according to the Rambam, Ramatam Shiti is that if a Nisho is in Kayemes, if a Zesha is Man Gome, let's say she takes Urek, she has the chauffeur and so on, so then, or she puts on Tzitzit, so according to Ramatam, so she can say Broch. The Rambam Shite, the Rambam is to the country. The Rambam Shite is that the Nisho cannot say Brochan Zishon Man Gome. Since she's not in Tzuda, how can she say Tzivonu? But Ramadam Shite, the Ramo, the Mechava Paschus like the Rambam, but the Ramo Paschus like Ramadam, I mean, and that is the universal practice when women, you know, they make a ruler, so they make a Brochan. Because there are more passages like Ramatam. So my father said that according to the Rambam, even all the Rambam disagrees with Ramatam. But let's assume that like Ramatam should. But if the Rambam had agreed with Ramatam should in regard to even in the Rambam, I agreed. Had adapted Ramatam Shite in regard to Yisho, but vis-a-vis an Eved, according to the Rambam, she couldn't take it off. Because in Yisho, there is no diminution in Yisrael. She is poor because the Torah cut her. But, so she's not Mitzvah-Veise. But when Mitzvah-Veise, Mishen Mitzvah-Veise, alright, so in Yisho, when he's Mekanis, his man Gomi gets more schaff than Yisho. But in Yisho also gets schaff. Because there is a Kima Mitzvah. Kima Mitzvah. And according to Ramadam, you can say Brochan the Kima Mitzvah, even though there is no Kima Mitzvah. Even though the Musa Broch is the Bono. So Ramadam says, in view of the fact that the Nami Chuyek, so the Mele, she can also say Mitzvah, because it has reference to Klal Yisrael, it doesn't have reference to a particular Jew. I mean, Klal is Jews in general are Mitzvah. She is not Mitzvah, all right, but the Kima Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. Masha'in Kein Eved, according to the Rambam, so the reason is why an Eved in men is Potter. It's not because he's Potter. He's Potter because vis-a-vis Israel's Man Gome will require full Vishas Yisrael. So in Mele, there is no Kima Mitzvah either. So how can he make a Brocha? You couldn't even make a Brocha. That That's it. So, but so, Abdus, Jewish Abdus, is a real Geos. It's a Geos. It's not Geos, but it's a Geos. So, and it requires Mile, Chile, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So, Mimele, the Rambam says, in Soil, she talked about the Kotten, and that's the Tatak, and the Jewish in Gerali, the Ger, the General. Then he explains the Proti. There are two kinds of Rishin Ger. There is a Rishin Ger of Rishin Eret, and there is a Ger that's Rishin Bechayon. There is Geos of Abdus, and there is Geos of Bechayon. Both are Geos. So in other words, when it's not three Tfilas, it's two Tfilas. But first he mentions it in a general way. He's going to talk about the Kotni, what's the attack of the Rishin Ger, is a Ger. So, what are the protein? There are two types. So, what one ger is Rishim Abdus, so Rishim Evet are Ezeret. And if it is other gerus of Rishim Cheros, so Rishim Echir and Arez and Echir. So it's not that the Rambam discusses three types of gerus. That's what I have said. That's the pshat in the Rambam, there's no doubt. All right, anyway. So, isn't that happiness deep? But why doesn't the Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam mention that she's so slave, he's also not a slave. So the Kesef Mishneh says, Yisroel should talk about, Yisroel should talk about in Kotin, Zep Pirish Rabbeinu, on Hashem, or for Kabo Yashubes, Rafidale, Pon Rafini, Yakot Magnoi Sardas Pesach. So, I thought I said, Chaim said, and the Asamiah says the same thing, Nami is saying, not like it's a Mishnah. It's Mishnah is very difficult, very strange, very strange. But here is another Aloch, the Hokai, first of all, the Pukai. The Hokai is, it doesn't mention, she's Husserl's operation of the Hanov, and it doesn't even mention how that's based now. When the Rambam mentions Rabbinus Aloch, He mentions it's his source and so on. Here he doesn't mention it's his source and doesn't mention how it's present. And then Hashbuni only says that it's his source to become a Diabon Chir. Hashbuni doesn't say that it's his source for a boy to become a Geralet. Nechateise, I mean the Rambam. Wouldn't see anything that is not mentioned in the Gemara. So, Nehatis will see that the Gemara says that it's a bit chidish by Rav Huni, even in respect to Gerus of Ben Chir. Because I could say, Abidur Kiran Michalei, Samu Meile, it's not his schuz to become a Ger, so Kamashmon, since he was not in the time of the Surah, so it is a schuz. So it is a schuz to be a Jew. Nichas Taklash, you know, and be Ben Chir, but to be Nichas Taklash, you know, and be an Ebed, well, one has to be in a very high Madrele, I mean, that he should be ready, he should be ready to become endowed with the partial words in Israel, even at the expense of being an Ebed. What kind of expense is that? Anyway, all I said is, it's who's fine. But the Rambam should say such a chiddush by himself without any motive. Yes, what is
it?
One second, I could think. So anyway, so the Chaim said that, and then the Yosemiah says the same. The Yosemiah mentions, this is the Yerushalmi Yibam. Still look up the Yosemiah, and this Allah, because I want to confess, Allah, how do you see? I don't remember it. Which page I think it's in. I don't know. Is it the Yosemite mentions the Yerushalmi Yibamis. The Yerushalmi Yibamis. And the Yerushalmi Yibamis doesn't mention school, Zochin, Amin, Aldaz Bezdin, and the Gil Yechelukhis, all these, the Rambam doesn't mention it either. Implication is that here it's not Aldaz Bezdin, it's not based upon schools. And here, so the Asamiah says, and that's how it's much more than the Shalom and Bonus. But here it's another Allah. 你讲了还有丢少的基本事，丢少的基本事。And that's why, but that's why, but this halacha of Deus al di kibush only applies to Ikon, but not Ikon. That's why there are some essays. In other words, only over Ikon, not even Deus himself, there is such a thing as Deus al di kibush. But Ikon, who is even Deus, and who has it as Hatzne, who has his own independence, does, so is a full voluntary agent, there is no such thing as Deus al di kibush. So it's a special aloha of Deus al di kibush. And you see the Russian Rambam is Yisrael Shetoka Akum Kot and Motso Timitam. Very strange. Yisrael Shetoka Akum Kot and Motso Timitam. So what are you doing? What do you say? Yisrael Shehitvi Lakum Kotten, why do you say Shetokakakum Kotten? Motsotini Kakum. What? What do you mean? The answer is there has to be the Mitzias of Kibush. Mitzias of Kibush. Kibush is Kibush. In other words, so there are two kinds of Mitzias. Ordinarily, there are two kinds of Mitzias of Kibush. Mitzias Kibush. Lachas Yodin. One is Shetokakakum. How is it possible to come out of body? If you go out in the street and you grab, let's say, a little child and you'll be mother, that's not a serious talk. The policeman will come over and they'll put you in jail, so that's not talk about it. But just because, I mean, you manage to do it clandestinely, I mean, when no one sees, so the policeman is not having an opportunity to catch you, so that doesn't mean that. When somebody does something by force, when somebody makes a hold upon you, so it doesn't mean that you are Kodesh then just because he was able to catch you in the bank and make at the point of the gun and make a hold upon you. Kibush means that the Mitzias, Ibijah Malchus, or Kibush Muhammad, that's Kibush. Now, I don't mean that Kibush means only when it's done in an ethical way. Even if it's not done in an ethical way, most of the Muhammads by the way, not most, but I suppose 90%, if not 95% of the Muhammads that had been waged by the Yisraelim in the course of the millennia since the Yisraelim were not the ethical ones. Which wars were ethical. Only the Second World War, not the First World War, not, I mean, even though President Wilson said war to end wars, didn't end wars, it escalated. So the Second World War was an ethical war, except for, I don't know of any other war, I don't know, I'm not the historian, but I don't know of any other wars that were conducted by the Israelis that were ethical. The Second World War was ethical. That was ethical. But the other wars, I don't know. But Kibush is Kibush. Ethical or not ethical. Whether it's Al-Din or not Al-Din, there is Aloha of Kibush Muhammad, the more indifferent. But it's not ethical, it's not Al-Din, so it's not Al-Din. But when it's done, so it is effective, there is Aloha of Kibush, of King and for Kibush Muhammad. So, Tokap means Bintias Tokap. Kabush, Mitzias Kabush. How is it Mitzias Kabush? Either put Kibush Muhammad, ethical or not ethical, so there is Kibush. Or if the Malchus gives him a license, he can grab a child and be a guy ahead. Or let's say today, if somebody, you know, through all the legal channels, gets a license from court, that he has custody of a certain child, he has such cases, you know. So then, if there is Mamish Kibbutz, then it's his oil should talk up, Akum Kot, Oi Mozo Tinik Akum. So, of course, today, it does not necessarily mean that there is Kibbutz, but because today, the government has a rigid control over everything that takes place, but in the days of the Rambam, so He would say, Jew, foundling, the Gentile foundling in the street. So who would stop him? No one would stop him. They were not as liberal as today, but on the other hand, in certain respects, they were more liberal and more tolerant. So they didn't mind if a Jew or non-Jew grabbed the child and converted him. They didn't mind. So the Rambam says, Imotzo Timikako, that means, and the government does not consider it as unlawful. So then the Mitzias there is kibbutz. What would be the counterpart today if a parent gets an order from a court decree, that he is entitled to the custody of a certain Puerto Rican or black child, and that he can take him to his home and raise him? So that would be like Tokapak and Kotin or Motsotinikap. So the Mitzias there is kibbutz. But suppose somebody goes out in the street, grabs a Puerto Rican child, the cotton is Nigaya him, and he wants to be Machnes in Tahaskam Fashima, so the Gerus is null and void. Null and void. Monsi Chicago, not so many years ago, had a problem. A certain doctor, a former student from this Yeshiva, is a doctor in Chicago. So he wanted to adopt a certain child, and he adopted a gentle child, and the mother gave her consent, but she is turning it over. So what? She scheduled today for the girls, so he wanted to carry out, spillet over an infant to his 1 month old. So he waited half a year. The doctor said he should wait half a year before he nursed the infant in the water, like this. So he waited in the meantime. So the mother, the natural mother, changed her mind, and she brought suit in court, and he already had custody over the child before the Gerus was carried out. So he, in order to get, so the lawyer told him, he could carry out Gerus, then it would be better for the case. So he came to me, carry out Gerus. He said, no, I'm not going to carry out Gerus. What if I carry out Gerus? And then, a month later, so the court will render it to me that the natural mother is entitled to custody. What do we do then? Oh, I will fight this. That's what you do. You fight the policeman, you fight the arrest you. When I hear that the court render the decree, so immediately the same day I'll take the first plane to Israel and I'll disappear, no one will know. I'm not going to let it. So I said, all right, you are willing to fight the court, but I'm not willing to do that. Because, first of all, I didn't want to do something unlawful. I mean, but we are not missionaries, we are not interested. And it's unethical, I mean, to grab a child if the mother doesn't want. What is it? Hefker? It's not hefker. So, the first Rashi says, Omar Abitzo, the Ritzor of Hasla, Tehron, and Gracious. And Achim Shazel Achem, she needs some shims to start with this fire. Umanam, it's Israel, the gracious, Keach Masa Pigit Lame, because the Museum will say to the Jews, please them at them. So tell them no and not listen. So that's why the Torah had to tell us everything about the Museum and about Keach Masa. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't have told us, because the Torah's honey is. Build how much neighbor you might say. But all these things are important, have a bearing and promise. Otherwise the Torah wouldn't have told us. It would have been part and parcel of the Torah about pain. But it wouldn't have been written in the Torah Shabbat. Who has to know that? Somebody's around me, he has to know everything. But it's important. So in other words, The first step is in being a good Jew, and the Shema Mitzvah is Kiyach Maso Kikiram. That's the first Rashi in the Torah. Every child has to know it. We are not going to do something unlawful when the Torah tells us that it's not right to grab a child, a Gentile child in Nigaya. That's one reason. And secondly, suppose the child fails, and then the court will render a decree that the natural mother is entitled to custody, so then what to do? You have a fight, so I don't know who will win the fight. In no probability, you will not win the fight. Because with all your chokhmahs and all your dedication, so there's the CIA, so I'm more clever than you. So then the child will be taken away, and perhaps it will be a new child, and then he will be raised against the Torah. I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. And not only will I not do it, he wanted to go to another one. I don't want, so. Okay, so. So the other rabbi, I don't know what the other organizations I said, not only will I not do it, I will use all my influence to stop any other orphan doing it. Oh, so then he waited. Then there was a big trial, he finally won. But it took 2 years and there are two halachas of guilt over a kohen. One is on the score of zochim, so then it has to be a bad person, and if you're looking at meat plates and so on. And that is only shayach between guilt of the chayim, between guilt of avos. Guilt of avos is not his host, it's a chayim. So it's not his host. And there's another Eros, how the Jewish should work. That can be, that's not totally God's destiny, and you and your family place. It can be the Balkokhe of the Kotin. It can be the Balkokhe of the Kotin. Does it want it and the Meirche? It's doesn't take place. But that is contingent on the effect of Jewish. But how is Jewish? Not just because furtively he'll grab a child, he'll take him to Israel, or he'll take him to Mexico and disappear and let the FBI search for him. That's not kibbutz. That's neder. That's kidnapping. That's not kibbutz. Kibbutz means kibbutz. So there are 2 hours. Alright, and that's based upon Yerushalmi. Upon Yerushalmi. But this halacha of deals and the score of kibbutz applies only to the kohen. He is not a voluntary agent. He does not have his own independent judgment. But he doesn't apply to the kohen. He doesn't apply. Yes?
So that means, according to Rambam, that if someone bought a letter and asked him, the other doesn't want to be in heaven.
But is he good law or I cut?
No.
So then he cannot be mother in Rishayim. According to all Rishayim except Rashi in Yivonetan. And Rashi is a difficult Rashi. There are so many Rashi's in this Rashi. But all Rishayim except Rashi, the two mentions that are related between Rashi and Rish, the two I think is very Samaches, who thinks he will do. But it's not just a machlekes between Rashi and Rish. All the Rishayim I think is really the same. Rashi, I don't know of any other Rishi who agrees with Rashi. But Rashi Shiti is that there can be spiller of an avos, avos is an avos. Oh, doesn't mean that. Rashi wouldn't say that you can grab. You can grab, let's say, suppose, is Mitzias Yad Yisrael. Let's say, So Rashi will say that the teaching is well, a good way, serious, you can do it. So the heels of the chibush of the gozo, not that Rashi will say. Rashi only says it in connection with the Rebbe. Oh, who is an Rebbe? There is an Rebbe all also. Rebbe Nochen Rebbe all means is a good gozo. Usually when you use the expression good gozo, so you can expect someone who is not a good old man. Because in respect to a real goy, you don't say goy government. A goy is a ghost. A Jew, Yisroel, Aval Kishchopen Yisroel, so you say he is a goy government. But now, I used the expression goy government not in the usual sense. So in other words, so, in every goy is a real goy. He is a real goy. Real goy. So he is a a king of my Siodom in the end of come to Rashi if the hood not another person cannot carry out Jesus is in the over another all of another person, that's inconceivable. But the hood of this end of according to Rashi can carry out Jesus even without the Jesus of Abdus. Every time, even without the das of it, and all the shame of it, the meaning, the humbug, the whole chili, and that you see the Rambam ideas for it, the other aloha. The Rambam says, only a merit cotton, only a nochi cotton shame of it. But the nochi cotton shame of it, that is impossible. But the Rashi shite is yes. But anyway, so the aloha of kibush, of Deus, Abdus, and Deus and Shimon Chere of the Kibush only apply to a cop. Not a cop. A god, there is no such thing to Deus without the Kibush, without the Das, without the Das of the Gem. But by cop, there is our. Why that the cop not got it? So, Yoshomer says so. You love. Anyway, so we see that there is a special aloche. There is a special aloche of Jesus of the Jewish. Over a god, not over a god. Now, let's look into the piece of sleep. So, but the Rambam, when the Rambam mentioned the aloche of Aldaz Bezin, which is based upon Shochim, he doesn't mention. And there he only mentions the Eos of Chayil, not the Eos of Ad, because that's not his choice. But when he mentions Kibush, then he mentions that it's in the connection of the Eos of Ad. But it's asleep, he has a different mention. יעקות יפדו ישר דעת בז כרישף אופי שלו יובעים כי נמצאים כשנים צו מושלר אוי ששוב את ישראל כתב את פרישתים בז מול נגד סוב והם כי ישראל לכל גובו so he mentions also the same kind of example that the Rambam mentions in the Sabori but when the Rambam mentions of Sabori Kibush talk about Atum Kotin so he mentions not in conjunction with schools and that day. But he, in explaining Rabbi, seeing that he's very stubborn, that Fezbin and Jochim and Beyachim in place, he still mentions an example of him. Why does he say that here cotton was being raised especially about the children of the age the teaching is very clear and she showed the moment something to spoil the but to make such example so you could say because Otherwise, not such an example when there's Jewish Muhammad. So again, on a practical level, it's unlikely. I mean, the Jews should do such a thing. All right, so it's unlikely. It's a silly estimation. It's not a Raya Machachas, but there is a Diuk from the Lashon of the Pesach saying here, in view of the fact that we emphasize that today, she apopish in the other age, in which she needs a mushlech, and she showed me this whole time in Christian, manage the two examples that the Rambam mentions. But then, when the Rambam mentions, talk up, that's like Shabu, like Shabu Yisrael, Tani Klishti, talk up, direction, and Mushlech, or Shemot Tatine Gifalli, when the Malchus is not Matri, Mamei, the same two examples the Rambam mentions. But the Rambam doesn't mention it in conjunction with Rabunis Din, and the Pisisrid mentions it in conjunction with Rabunis Din, not so much on the front of that person, and Birchim Christ. So what is the Machlokes between Pisisrid and Rabunis? Obviously, there is Machlokes now. Pisis as the Kashi, how can we be Madri, or that person? Pisis as two Kashis. First of all, it's a Pisisrid Zochim, So Zochim and Kotin, according to most Rishayim, the Gyor said in Bonitziyat Atayin Aleph, is Zochim and Kotin with the Rabbonim, not with the Reise. So how can Gyorus do the tag? On the basis of Zochim, when Zchiyah and Kotin is Zochim and the Rabbonim, and then this is another Kashi, here the Ibn Rabbonim should be Zchiyah, because only the Kotin is Royal, so there is Zchiyah and the Rabbonim. But Yaakov, so he did Rabbanon, there he goes, why certain he did Tarek, that seems through the day which he came to Israel, so the Melech, the really Zochim in Rabbanon. So that disposes of the problem of Yaakov, because there is no Shriya Yaakov in Yochim, even in Rabbanon. So there it is, the here, so he becomes in Israel, so the Melech, the really Zochim. But, with the Reise, there is no Zochim for a cotton even in Israel, so how could there be better? So things with the parents, then things with the other parents. First, then, the main parents is the Tenach Name, that with the Reise, the Yeros could be half. But with the Rabbon, it is half. But how can Chachom be incredible materials? So things with there's something very strange, that is the Chavune, the cord to the Montgomery Bones, that Yish Keach, the Atrachonim, like a government of Taylor, you can come back say, but don't be shame in Tuscan, not like that Montgomery Bones. So that is just to discuss. But the shame war, baffled by this guitar, it's not so passionate anymore. Because how could deals take place on the basis of Zochim? Zochim and Cotton, Zochim and Rabbah? So, apparently, it is still holds the infinite. We have to combine both concepts, the concept of the Jewish and the concept of Zohar. I think we have to resolve both concepts according to the Quran. So, what is it up? So, if it's on the basis of Zohar, and the concept of Zohar, that's the complete. So what's the Mahalikis? What's the Mahalikis between the Rambam, and this? So I think that there is a Mahalikis on basic question. According to the Gilus requires us, you know that. The Gilus requires us, of course, you cannot be the guy that use of the healing, so everybody agrees, all the children agree. He was obvious in respect to the Odin, who hails the king and invites the other of the Nevedoros, and call it the Raja, the king deals it out. But all the other shame, the Vita Rambam, all the other shame, Achilles and Rashi. But there was an Achilles, so even Rashi is made without us, they cannot do it. So of course the Rambam also agrees that he was required us. According to the Rambam, he was required us in the Maisai. Not in Chaleis Adios. The Chaleis Adios doesn't require us. In Maisai. In other words, suppose a goy falls into the mikveh accidentally. So you won't say you already had tefillah. And even if you already had mirah in shemdios first, and then accidentally he fell into the mikveh. Suppose he decided to become Jewish. He already was mirah, and he was expecting to go to Tulip, but then as he was visiting the mikveh, so he accidentally fell into the mikveh and he was immersed. Would become a Jew after Shabbat. Because it's not only, even if he has dust to become a Jew, even, let's say he already had mirah, and he already decided, he made a date with the mikveh man, that at this day he'll come, he'll be here, and then before this day he accidentally fell in the he will not be doing it, because the Maisa, the Maisa was required. Just as Gabit Yoni, so there is a Loche, the Noah says in Bo Vasche, Kosovo Hoyo Eideya, the Nixi Adeya, which is Hefka, so he could acquire title in the Karakim Sadeya. Uchisobo Shem Shalei, but he did not carbonate das to be Zeich. He was just working, because he thought it was his. And then he found out that it wasn't his. He says, it wasn't mine. And I know that it wasn't mine. I did so much work on it. So there was a king of Hazoki anyway, why should? So it should be mine, so that Allah is going on. Because in order to be king is something, so it's not only that it requires das by the person, he has to give his consent to become the owner. Here, he gives his consent. He wants to become the owner. And he comes to Bezin and says, why do you make it difficult for me? I should make another chazoke. I worked so hard already. The whole day I was a yavnichsiyadiyah. I want to become the owner, there is das to become the owner. So then the Gemara says, well, you call it, because in order to be capable, so by a das of Maisai, he has to have his das, he has to give his das to be the Maisai, not just to be the owner. But to do the Maisak here, so Leila is that goy who already went through Mirah Shemir, and he already decided a month later to be Tehu Shemir. But then, before that day, so he accidentally fell into the mikveh and was immersed in the mikveh, he doesn't become a Gyar because there was no das and no kapone, and the Maisak Mirah Shemir. So that's certain that in order that the deal should be valid, there has to be das on the my side. But so Shita's Rambam is that there is no prerequisite of das for the Halisa. There is only prerequisite for das and kavone for the my side. He has to give his consent to do the tefillah b'shemdeos, but not that he has to agree to become Jew. Some people in case where so When the child say, "Shall call her name of the con," so cannot become there. The Gayo says, "Carried out by the young self." There is no king. So there, he is the one who does the Maisadeus. He is taking himself goods. So, without his das, there is no Jewish in there. Doesn't want it, but a Jewish in there should be. But Mashiach came when there is a tears of Jewish. That say, talk about of God, God in the heart, the soil she shoveled. Tani Christi, she shoveled the soil, Tani Christi. Oh, what a thing to wish that. There is the tears in the mouth, it's not matter, the mouth is not going to arrest anyone who will pick up the town when they're leaving home and come to the mouth. It would be so nice, they're leaving. Be happy that the Turkey Jew picked up the town and he's raising it. So the tears there is kibbutz. So then and there is a loche of kibbutz of the kibbutz of the cut. So who does the Maisa Adeus in the Gerus of the Kiddush? Not a cop. He can do the Maisa Adeus. He doesn't know the meaning of his name. He's one day old. He doesn't know anything. So can you say he does the Kiddush in the Gerus? He doesn't even know what it is. So who does the Maisa Adeus? But the Israel who is thinking. But the Israel who is much of the Kiddush. And then he takes it to the Kiddush and he tells him to tell him. Madger, she deals, she gathers. So he does the Maisadeus. And when he does the Maisadeus, he has kapone. He has das to do a fishing deal. So I know that's enough. But he himself is not in a position to give his consent for the Maisadeus. And maybe when he grows up, he'll say, "Never mind, I don't want it." Never mind, we say to the cotton when it comes up, never mind to the cotton. We are not interested whether you want it or not. The Maisa Adeus was done by the Israel, and he had his das, he had Kavon and Mishim. So, briefly, according to the Rambam, so the Aloche of Das in Gerus is only to better with the Maisa. Yes, the one who does the Maisa Adeus has to do the Maisa Adeus midaito. Not by Koche. So, when a soil sees a kibbutz over the child, either because of his soil, she shoveled and pushed him off because not to be in Kishrach, so maybe he does the Maisa Adeus. Not the family, and he has das, he has kavanah, so it's to be known, even though there is no das on the chaleis, according to this scene, there are 12 of das, one aloha of das and kavanah is in the maizah, that the mila should be ishaneh, that the mila should be ishaneh. Other than das, another prerequisite of das is and the halisadeh. It requires in order that the Jew should be valid, so it's not enough that the person who carries out the maisadeh is carrying the doubt in daite and kapone. That's not enough. It requires the das of the person that in whom it affects. The change of status from going to a Jew, that he should give his consent to the Halei Sadeh. So maybe even all the Jibos, so maybe how can it be valid? Let's start for the Halei. So we have to resort to Zohar and Mishol Yitama. So Rashi says in the Sugi of Hotzera, Rashi says, thank you. Dafür bringen Sie mit alle. The first two lines, Sie rasch. Gab Matone des Schusseln. So kommen wir nicht in die Form. Die Die Shalom mit Eide, even though he didn't give his affirmative consent. The amount had he made Michale. She tell his luchem. So if it's his school, so then it's an answer that he wants. Suppose he's such a cotton and infant believer, you probably should have to say an answer he wants. He doesn't even know what it's all about. You need to tell him, he wants to understand it. So, but suppose when he grows up, and have contact with reality, and have dark beaches, silences, so then he'll be thrilled to get a matane. So Nele is considered that he has that. So Nele, the shit of the piece is 3 days, that there are 2 hours of das in the open. One is das and carbone over the maizah. And then, das for the chalishagi. So insofar as the das for the maizagi which is concerned, so we apply the concept of giving. But that only will mean that there is das for the maizagi. Das by whom? By God? No. But by the one, the adopting parent, we call him the adopting parent, the one who has the kibush already. He carries out the guilt already. He does react to the maizah guilt. But there is another prerequisite according to this. He has to give his consent for the chaleizah guilt. Even when the maizah guilt is done by another person, he died, but he's the guy, he's the one whose status changes from a good to a Jew. So he has to give his consent that he's willing, that he wants to have a changed status. He wants to be Jewish. So how about that? The answer is, since it's his rules. So what are you talking about? Yes? Let me first finish then I'll come. I'm finished with this evening. So you just a few minutes. So I'm still discussing with this asleep. So that's why we have to resort to that. Then the question arises, the aloha of kibbutz by itself wouldn't be enough. Because kibbutz would only dispose of the problem of das for the maizah. So of the kibbutz, so the soil who is mother in Mishim, yeah, does the mice ideals, and he has his das to do it, to reshame the rules, and he's mechabdus ideals, but it will not dispose of the problem of das for the mice ideals. But why don't we just apply the concept of Zohar? So melee would be considered as in the cotton. So on two scores we should have the das in the cotton. First on the score of the das for the chalitza, because on Ansadi in the chalitza, and then on the basis of the lomdes of Ansadi in the chalitza, it should be considered as if the cotton himself carried out the mice ideals over himself. Even though he doesn't have any das, he doesn't even know what it's all about, he's a good roommate, but it's an unsettling Michele. The answer is because of this discussion. That is, his sweet DLC is like the DLC of both the Shema, if you see it at Ein Aleph, that Zochmi Kotten is only the Rabbonah. Zochmi Kotten is only the Rabbonah. Why is Zochmi Kotten only the Rabbonah? Because Schir is in Tam Shinches. Schir is in Tam Shinches. And Shinches no Kot. Drei Kot. So then you can ask the Kashi, why do we say If somebody is a forgotten, according to most religious memories, is only George, and we caught the Rabbanon, not with the rising. Suppose Reuven wants to give him a solitary, and Levi is not around, but Shimon is around. So Reuven can tell Levi, suppose Reuven is the owner of this Gemara. He wants to give this Gemara in Matonitory, Levi is not around. But Shimon is around, so he can tell Shimon, listen, later I'm playing this Gemara. I am asking this Gemara to Levi. You may have grown this Gemara and you have carbonate and you have dust to be zecher for it. So then maybe, and then Shimon becomes a shliach of as if Levi had explicitly appointed Shimon as his shliach to avoid it. Moving zecher. So it's getting away. So if Levi is not, God will do it, then he can do it with us. But if Levi is not, so he told his own, then Shimon and Isaac cannot do it. If he wouldn't tell Shimon this, they can't pray and be in heaven and be safe and for Levi, he will only go to your own, not on his head. He cannot do it with Isaac, the Abbot can do it. Why should he be able to do it with Isaac? After all, it is his whole son and Sabi and Yechalai. So fine. The answer is, two are Sabi and Yechalai. So it's Yechalai, the cotton warnings. He gave his das for the Halei Sakim, that the Gemara, the Sefer should become his. But that's the Halei Sakim. Who has to be the Halei Sakim? Levi has to be the Halei Sakim. Is Levi doing the Halei Sakim? No, he's not around. Who is doing the Halei Sakim yet? For Levi, Shimon is doing that boy for Levi. Suppose Levi will say 100 times, I want to become the owner, I want. But if he doesn't make out a boy in it, he doesn't come the owner. It's necessary to make him inside Shimon, you see. But if Levi is a god, then Shimon becomes a shliach of Levi, and he does the inside Shimon for Levi, so it's considered as if Levi had made out. But if Levi is a cotton, same shlich as a cotton, so two are not saying Yechalai, there is das for the transfer, there is das for the Halei Sakin, there is das, but the Mai Sakin has to be done by Levi. If Levi is a Godu, so Shimon can do the Mai Sakin for Levi in the Kirashlich, Shubha don't miss. But if Levi is a cotton, then Shlich is a cotton. So the Maisa Akinim, the Shimon, does for Levi, cannot be Mishiachis to Levi, and to be considered as if Levi had done that for him. So that's why the Rabbi said, he is not Canaan. But with Rabbonon, the Rabbonon is Chachomim, with Rabbonon, so he does with Amishiach. But the Rabbi is not. So in other words, so the same thing is true here. The reason is why this thing has to be drawn to the concept of Hebrew and to the concept of Zohar. So, the concept of Kibbutz by itself in Bina, that's a long time. Because there are two halachas of Das. One halach of Das is in respect to the Maizah. That the Tefillah has to be done in Yishengeus, in Daitem, and the Kavon in Yishengeus. Another halach of Das is for the Halei Sadeh. He has to want to become Jewish. So mainly the concept of kibbutz by itself is not enough, because the concept of kibbutz can only imply that in as much as the kibbutz, so it's exercised by the kibbutz, by the adopted parents who is Motzotnik Mushlech or Tokav Shobo Tamid Rishtim on the Homer, as he does my Sadeus, and he has the Das and the Kabbalah. But the Kibush cannot dispose of the problem of Das for the reason. But the other question is, let the concept of Zochim, of Ansari, and Michalei dispose of those problems, dispose of the problem of Das Hashem Tzadiyos, because those Das Hashem Tzadiyos, and also Das and Kavone for the Tzadiyos, the answer is no. The Das and Kavone for the Tzadiyos, so that means who has to be the Tzadiyos? If not for the Aloch of Kiddush, who would have to be the Tzadiyos? The girl himself. Does the girl himself have Kavone and Das to be the Kiddush? He doesn't even know what it's all about. He doesn't even know what it's all about. He's a Kiddush. So he does not do the Maisa Agiros, the Maisa Agiros. But, through the fact there is Aloha of Kiddush, so the soil is the Kiddush. So he does the Maisaki. And he has the Das, he has the Kavone, so it's good. But if there wouldn't be Aloha of Kibbutz, so true, Mitzad Zochi, it would be considered that there is Das for Chalisagios, but there has to be Maisaki, Maisatrilish. There is no Maisatrilish. Who has to do the Maisatrilish? The Gea. So if Zochelik, if a cotton could have a Shliach, so then the Beitin could become the Shliach, not the cotton, to carry out the Tfilah Shliach, just as Shimon can become the Shliach of Levi, to do the Maisa Shimon for Levi, Levi is gone. So here too. But in view of the fact that Shliches, in the eyes of the reason, Shliches and Kotlin, some male the best, even those cannot become the Shluchim of the Kotlin, the Kotlin, to do the Maisa Ageos, to do the Maisa Tfilos Ageos. The Kotlin, only the Abba. So how is the Geos affecting the eyes? So we have to resort according to the history to the counter. So that is the Shita of the Sri. What is the Shita of the Sri? Shita is that the only requirement of Das is respect to the Maisa. It requires Das to come. But Jesus does not require Das for the Holy Sabbath. It's not essential that the Gea should give his consent to become Jew. The one who does the Maisa Deus has to give his consent, has to do it in Daito the Gabonian. But the soil is Tokabakum Kotimu, what to do with Mushla? He does it! So it's good. And as far as that, and as far as Das on Halisadius, according to Rambam, there is no such thing like this over here. Over here. But according to this three, there are two prerequisites. One for the Halisadius, so what disposes of that problem? The Aloha of Kibush. And then there is another prerequisite for the Halisadius, what disposes of that problem? The Anan Sabin, the Zochim, some very few. So it's retroactively determined that it's not Michalek. We thought it's Michalek, but it's Adam. Now it's retroactively determined that this cotton, curiously not, is not Michalek. It's not Michalek. It's not Michalek. It's some Melech. The Das for the Chalitza is lacking. So it's retroactively determined that he's a goy. He's not a Jew. Not a Jew. Yes, don't test.
Yeah.
Because there the Rambam doesn't discuss the case of the Tzias of him, of his Hoyim Shishabu, Tani Krishti, or Mosha Tini Krishna.
It doesn't accomplish anything that
gets on the Kibbush. Oh, you mean in the case where we even see a Kibbush? The kings were human beings. What?
Israel being.
So, let's see the Rambam Israel. They were human. All right. They were human beings. Yeah. Halloche Zayin, the cotton madunis of the asbestos, which is schusle. So, there's a little leak and so on. So, the Rambam is referencing the case where there is no Benzias Kibbutz. There is no Benzias Kibbutz. Let's say, it's not Tirk Mushlach in front of him. It's not a big cotton. So the says there is no kiddush, and it's not shabbat in your home. And so it's a shabbat in Shlach. It's kind of shabbat, please.
No, lost it.
How? Well, he gave him a lot of candy, so he gave him ice cream. So the child agreed, he said to the child, once he comes to him, he said, fine, yes, I like to be Jewish. So he went with him to the mikveh and there. And he got the consent of the hob of the mikveh, so he told him, all right, you can carry out, you can be married.
Did he have the consent to the local authorities?
Then you know, the police mean? No, even if he got the consent of the police is not enough. The policeman cannot, in this country, so the policeman has no power. I mean, if he gives his consent, sure, he couldn't be there. You know. But suppose he got caught on it, all right, he got caught on it. So then there could be kibbutz. But if he wants to be a guy anymore, but suppose he's a big gentleman, and even though he could be a guy anymore, the kibbutz, he has a caught on it. He says, yes, he shows a being of the civil war. And he doesn't want, you know, to be the guy I know. He doesn't want to be the guy I know, the kibbutz. I mean, there's no necessity to grab a child over whom you have the kibbutz and be the guy of him out of kibbutz. I myself, maybe if I had a kid, I wouldn't do it. For $1 million, I wouldn't do it. Even if I had a kid, I had a court order. Why should I involve myself in this half court order? So, it is enough for the Jewish people. All the Jews will be nechnas to ask Hashem. Who is the little guy and going? So when the aloche of geirus of the kibush is the soil carries out the geirus derech kibush, but suppose he doesn't want to carry it out, then the geirus is not power. So if he wants to carry it out on the basis of Tzachim, that it should be Matzei HaKeim, then even if it's a Girus, so it's Yechayu Limcha. Even though he could have carried out Derech Kibush, if he wants to do it Derech Kibush, I suppose he doesn't want to do it Derech Kibush. There's no necessity to negayer every Yaakov Kotin Derech Kibush. Yes.
The Rambam, where there's no kibush, there is God of that base in it. And there is God of Maiseh, is what the base in alone is of the base.
Oh, so then you have to discuss who discussed that, all right? We haven't come to the basis. So then you have to discuss it, but it is three, because of this discussion. So it is three, says that even when it's on the basis of Zohim, we still have to resolve it. But according to Rambam, there could be deals on the basis of Kibbutz. If the Tzias there is Kibbutz, but even if the Tzias there is Kibbutz, so when can the soil, the cables, the Tokaka, the Kotu, carry out the nice idea with the Kibbutz if he wants to carry out? You suppose he doesn't want to carry out the Kibbutz. He doesn't want to do the Maisa Adeus by himself. He wants the Malsa deal should be considered to be carried out by Popin Sahib. On the basis of Zohi, and then, so it deals with him. It deals with him. All right, now, let's, before we go to the feast, I want to explain the Rashi. And Rashi says, how does this So the question arose, why do Rashi emphasize the expression Nasilyov? That he gives and be a paternal function. It's not a paternal function, it's a function by this. The father cannot carry out the basin can carry out the answer is Rashi, the reason is that there are two prerequisites in the Das, one Das for the Maizah, and one Das for the Chalezah. Insofar as Das for Chalezah deals with this concern. From the we concept of Zohi. So Zohi is an Ansadr, there is Das. There is the silent Das. The silent Das. The unexpressed Das. Because it's good for him. But if he grows up to this apartment of man, so it's not perfectly concerned that there was no Das. That in the mindset, it's feeling as the done, changes the idea of the one who carries out the mindset. So then we have to resort to kibbutz. So it's good halacha of kibbutz. So then the one who is magdol, he does the mindset. Not a cop. So because Rashi had the same Rashi as this says, Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbanon, and the Rai says, there is no Shlich of Mikotin. So how could the Bezdin become the Shpukim of the Kotin to carry out the Jewish and Jews? The Kotin cannot have Shluchim. Shluchim. So Rashi Shiti is, why is this thing? So it is taught to be a nice idea without the Jewish. At one point, there is a link between Rashi and the tradition of